Everyone talks about the big sins they'd never touch, but what about those respectable ones you quietly tolerate? Resentment, jealousy, selfish ambition are not just bad attitudes. The Bible calls that kind of wisdom earthly, natural, even demonic, and it's destroying your family, your church, your business, and your party from the inside out. In this devotion, we're going straight at those hidden heart issues and showing you how repentance and servant leadership can uproot disorder and every evil thing. If you're tired of conflict and envy running your relationships, this is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That is fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. As we dive into God's Word, we are in our series, Loving Your Neighbor as Yourself. And this has been a great series to dive in and think about, how are we to treat others in the public square? So I hope you're enjoying it. And if you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. We are laying a financial foundation for FPIW and FPIW Action, and we want that to be based upon monthly donors like you. And so thank you for being generous. We truly do appreciate it. So let's dive into God's Word. We are in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Please remember that Romans 13, 1 through 7 was all about the government. I find it to be incredibly important to understand that he talks about government and then he talks about loving your neighbor. I wrote a piece called Loving Your Neighbor, Not Thrones. And I think this is exactly what Paul is telling us. It's like, hey, if you want to see things change in your culture and the things around you, you have to learn how to love your neighbor as yourself, which is all based upon the Word of God, based upon truth, based upon those things. So let's read Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And if there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexuality, sexual promiscuity or sensuality, not in strife and jealousy. And we're going to focus on those two words, strife and jealousy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts. So I want to ask you about relational sins. And I have to tell you, whether we are talking about churches, the church circle, or the public square, relational sins happen all the time. As you may or may not know, I used to be the CEO of Peacemaker Ministries, and I help people with their relational sins. And even in my own life, it's like, how do I not have jealousy, or how do I not have strife in my family? And so we're going to talk about that today. If you want to move forward as an individual, as a family, if you want to move forward as a church, if you want to move forward as a party, if you want to move forward as whatever you are in the public square, a business owner, it is incredibly important on how you handle your relationships. Because if you have strife and jealousy, you're not going to move forward. So darkness shows up not only in obvious sins, but in everyday conflict and envy. And the question for today is, do you tolerate respectable sins like resentment and competitiveness while you don't tolerate the other ones? So if you're a bitter old person, I'm coming after you today. I'm going to challenge you to forgive the way that Christ has forgiven you. And old not being maybe your age, but old being your resentment that you've carried along for around for a long time. See, he says, I want you to be careful of these things. Let us behave properly as they, not in strife and jealousy. This is so incredibly important that we understand that if we want to have conservative ideas and biblical worldview flow through the public square, it's not going to come from resentment or jealousy. So let's go look at a supporting scripture, James chapter 3. We're going to look at wisdom. Verse 13, it says, "Who among you is wise and understands? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth." What does it say there? It says, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, wow. I believe that we are looking into the heart of God, and he does not like jealousy and selfish ambition. Don't be arrogant and lie against the truth. This wisdom is not which comes down from above. So you can claim to be wise all that you want to be, but where there's bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, it is a lie against the truth if we say, hey, that doesn't influence how I lead. If you are a business owner, let's say, and you have resentment towards your employees, or you have jealousy, or you have a selfish ambition, don't be arrogant and lie against the truth. This wisdom is not from above, but it is earthly, natural, and demonic. Wow. None of those titles are great. It says, this wisdom is not from above. So if you're selfish and you have jealousy, you're not there to serve others, be a civil servant, be a servant leader, be a shepherd as a pastor. If you're not there to serve, it may be that you are filled with earthly, natural, and demonic wisdom. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. So work this backwards. If there is disorder and every evil thing, and you want to change that in your workplace, you want to change that in your party that you're a part of, you want to change that in the government that you may serve in, whatever it might be. I just lost my spot here. Let me find it again. If there is disorder and every evil thing, then uproot jealousy and selfish ambition. That is how you win. You repent from jealousy and selfish ambition. But the wisdom from above, okay, so that was the wisdom from below, earthly, natural, demonic. Now the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering without hypocrisy. So whenever I talk about these topics, sometimes people begin to think, well, he's saying compromise truth in order to love people. No, it's unwavering. It's without hypocrisy. It's reasonable. It's full of mercy. It acknowledges injustice and says that Jesus Christ paid for that injustice. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Okay, so we have to ask ourselves this question. Do we have resentment and competitiveness and selfish ambition filled up inside of our hearts? What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is it not your pleasures that wage war inside of you? You lust and you do not get, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and you quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. So he answers the question, why do we have these conflicts? Why do we have conflicts in our workplace? Why do we have conflicts in our family? Why do we have conflicts in our churches? Why do we have conflicts in our government or in the party that we represent? It's because our desires are at war inside of our members. And we have a lust, and that desire leads us to take sinful behavior like murder. Okay. You are envious. So I have envy, strife, selfish ambition. And so you can't obtain it, and you fight and you quarrel. All right. I've just given you the solution to all this. It's repentance. Go back to being a servant leader. Go back to the place of surrendering your selfish ambition. Remove jealousy. Celebrate other people's success. And be glad for them instead of being jealous of them. And make sure that your wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, and that it's unwavering without hypocrisy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we do lift up our individual lives. We lift up our families. We lift up our churches. We lift up our government. We lift up our businesses. We lift up our elected officials and the parties that we serve in. God, I pray that you would be the peace that surpasses all understanding. God, would you forgive us of our selfish ambition? Would you forgive us of those moments that we have strived and had jealousy inside of ourselves, God? God, remove all earthly, natural, and demonic wisdom. Let us turn back to you and to see order and every good thing that you have for each of our organizations and places. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. God, we ask for salvation to come to our governor, Bob Ferguson, to President Trump. We ask that all of our party leaders would come to know Jesus Christ, all of our elected officials to come to know Jesus Christ. God, we take the commandment to pray for those in authority seriously. And so, Lord, we lift them up to you. Give them wisdom, insight, and direction as they lead us. Go before us in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard